It's very, very good to welcome you here again. David's going to be doing the talk.
What's special about today, then? I'll be back. What's special about today? Come on. Yeah, what's special about Easter? Chocolates? That's the right answer. Jesus rising from the dead. It's not about chocolate or bunnies. But can you imagine? I mean, Ben referred to it earlier on, and the others referred to it earlier on a bit. Can you imagine? Last Friday, you went to a funeral, and you saw someone you loved being buried. Can you imagine that? And today, over the last couple of days, you're still mourning the loss of someone you love. You know, frankly, life smells like a cowpat. Something in you knows that death is not right. What's happened to that person you loved? You've begun to imagine, try to live your life without them. You sort of reconfigured your life. You won't be seeing them again. How do I live my life without that person around? You're filled with some regrets and losses of hope and expectations for the future with that person. You're beginning to think things differently. And then here he comes, running in. He pants a little, but he's got a great big smile on his face. You rub your eyes and your mouth drops open. Is it him? Is it a ghost? Can you imagine what that must have felt like? Is it really you? Can you imagine the shock and the unbelief? If you think about it, certain things got completely changed. Everything in your brain, your memories, your experience, your expectation, everything tells you life from here is going to be completely different, and now it's all shifted around and it's going to go this way again. It's as though you took a bite of what you thought was a Spam sandwich and actually it tasted of stinky cheese. You've spent the last couple of days thinking of rethinking your future without that person. Now, all of a sudden, you've got to start thinking about the future with them. And it's all got very complicated. You've begun to let go of those hopes and dreams, and now you can pick them up again, or can you? Hey, but this is stupid. You pinch yourself. It's impossible. People don't come back to life. They're dead. Not just a bit dead, but very dead. I mean, Jesus' case, he was beaten and tortured to death. They can't just come back to life. Without the Easter story, our expectations of the future are like a funeral parlor. And this story, the resurrection, just blows the doors off the funeral parlor. And it expands our brains like no drug or hallucination could ever do. In the passage in Romans we just read, it said four very definite things that Christianity teaches and the Bible teaches, which you need to know. The first very definite thing is that man, Jesus, was a man. Very much a man. Much more real than Ginny Weasley. The Bible is very definite about that. He's definitely a man. It also is very definite about the fact that he was dead. Very definitely dead. And now the Bible says that through the power, the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus is alive again. Very definitely alive. He was a man. He died. And he's very definitely alive. That makes him, the fourth part, God. Very definitely God. Now listen very carefully to this. Can you imagine, when Jesus came running in, they sort of recognized him. Sometimes they didn't, sometimes they didn't. You remember the story on the Emmaus? They weren't quite sure who he was, were they? But they did know him well enough. So it was definitely Jesus and like Jesus. But unlike the, you know, right in the very first video we saw about the girl being raised from the dead and Jesus' friend Lazarus when he raised him from the dead, that wasn't a resurrection, that was a resuscitation. I feel a bit sorry for Lazarus. He went through death once and he had to go through it all again a bit later. That didn't happen to Jesus. It was very different. Now listen to, think about this. If Jesus had been cremated, he would still have risen from the dead. something very different happened. The power that raised Jesus from the dead gave him his own body, but in a new form. One that lasts forever. And it can do awesome things like disappear and then eat food. Can probably even eat a banana and say anti-disestablishmentarianism all in one go. The scientist, on the other hand, so that's Jesus with his new body, okay? Gone through death, new body. The scientists, on the other hand, tell us, as they tell us more, find out more and more about the way the earth works, they tell us that everything is actually leading to decay. Entropy. So human beings, we get a few decades of life and then we die. The universe gets a few billion years and then it dies. That's what the scientists tell us. It will eventually die too. You may have heard of the distinguished theoretical physicist Steven Weinberg, and he had this famous saying. He's an atheist, and he says this: the more he understands the universe, the more it seems to be ultimately pointless. It's just dying. Well, if you believe in the power of the resurrection, you know that it isn't pointless and that it isn't going to die. There's a thought. The power of the resurrection of Jesus shows what it's like on the other side of death. This isn't Jesus just carrying on where he left off, but resuscitation. This is Jesus coming back to show us what it's like on the other side of death. Profound. Changes your whole perspective of looking at the world. Science can tell us wonderful things about how this world works, but it's pointless. Whereas when Jesus comes in, he says, yes, it's all great, but there's more. There's a new creation. God's resurrection power can and does bring a new creation, a new life as we go through death. This amazing thing that we see in Jesus is not a special one-off. This is the natural course of events in the kingdom of God. This is what happens. His resurrection power, bigger than any nuclear explosion or the Big Bang, brings new life, new creation to the whole of creation, including you and me. Wow, that's good news, I think. And when people say this planet is on a disaster course, you can tell them it's codswallop. It isn't. On the contrary, we're part of God's plan for a new creation and a new life, proven by the power of the resurrection. One of the verses we read just then said this: the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as he raised Christ from the dead, he will give life to your mortal body by the same Spirit living with you. The Spirit that was so powerful to do this extraordinary thing and bring Jesus back to our existence, back to life in the resurrection way, lives in you. Lives in you. That power is in you. Isn't that extraordinary? It doesn't just end here in pain and ignominy with decayed and rotting bones. When we choose to follow Jesus and are filled with the Holy Spirit, we know all of a sudden that as we go through death, as we all must, there is resurrection power to bring us to new life, a new creation. Isn't that good news? Isn't that a relief, frankly? Those of you who are glad about that, say, I'm glad about that. Are you glad about that?
Yes!
Great. If you'd like to know about that resurrection power in your life, if you want to commit your life to following Jesus, you can do that today. I'll be praying a bit later on, and you can pray with me, and you can pray some words that will change your life forever. It's more than just that good news about resurrection power. Because this is not just about the future, one day when I die, it's about now. Resurrection power is here today and can change your life today too. I wonder, when you walked in today, was some of you, did you feel a bit dead inside? Did some of you walk in today worn out and feeling a bit useless? Some of you walk in today damaged and bruised? Some of you walk in today hopeless and lost? I've got good news from you. That verse says, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal body. It doesn't have to be like that. Something slowly dying within you. Are you dragged down by cynicism, doubt? Are you struggling with bad habits or addictions or indiscipline? You've got anger or bitterness in your life? Do you feel weighed down by sin, the stuff that gets between you and God? Perhaps you look great on the outside in your nice cashmere jumper. Do you present a great exterior, but inside it's just not quite right? The fact is, Jesus knows all about it. And he loves you anyway. Jesus knows all about it. Yeah. Jesus knows all about that pain and that challenge and that suffering, and he loves you anyway. Jesus knows all about the bad habits and the addictions and the stuff you struggle with, and he loves you anyway. It doesn't have to be like that. Jesus loves you, and he's passionately reaching out to you, so much so that he died for you. He wants to fill you with his Holy Spirit and release his resurrection power into your life to break those patterns and give you new life. This is your chance to change. Do you want to? Do you want to know his peace in your life, his purpose in your life? Would you like his resurrection power to change your life? Let me pray. I want to pray for those of you who want to make a decision to follow Jesus today and to know his resurrection power in your life and know that you're walking into a new creation, not a pointless existence. So if you want to pray that with me, just say these words under your breath as I say them. Lord Jesus, I am sorry for the things that I've done wrong that come between you and me. I am grateful that you died for me, and I ask you to forgive me. I commit my life to following you as best as I can. And I ask you to fill me with your Spirit. Fill me with your resurrection power. And help me to live in a new life. Amen. And I want to pray for those of you who need healing and wholeness and peace and restoration. Some of the things I talked about, or maybe you just got a shoulder that's out of joint or something else, or you're limping or there's something, you're ill. Let me just pray for you. So whatever it is, you sort of, if you put your hands out and put that thing in your hands, and so that it's sort of like there in front of you. Lord Jesus, I ask that your Holy Spirit will come now. And I ask for your resurrection power to touch our lives. And I pray that whatever this issue is in front of us, whether it's a physical healing or emotional healing or pain or addictions or whatever it is that's dragging us back, that's slowly dying inside of us, Lord, I ask you to forgive, have mercy, set us free, heal us. Amen.